Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And John, what we mentioned about that Maisie Hirono, she is from Hawaii. She's wanting the Democrats to shoot pro-lifers. She wants them to shoot pro-lifers. And a rant she spewed out on the Senate floor, Hirono, just the other day, just blasted the pro-life movement. And she issued literally a call to arms against pro-lifers. In other words, decent people and clean people. You know, the Bible says those that are, Jesus, the Bible says, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now, here is a party that has become so wicked, but there have been so many people in this country that are so dumbed down. And listen, I'm talking about people that fill the pews at what they think are churches, and they're sitting there, and John, they think abortion, they think the killing of little children, innocent children, is a political issue, John, and not a sin issue. They don't know any better because they have been so dumbed, and I mean really, really dumbed down by what they call the mainstream fake news media. This is... It's insanity. They really don't know any better, do they? Now, would you say that that is being what you would call being given over to reprobate mind?
Yeah, reprobate mind, Pastor Ernie. It's very interesting. You look at the meaning of it. To God, it means worthless, empty and worthless inside. And then that worthless and emptiness is filled with everything against God. You know?
Hillary Clinton says there's never a wrong reason for an abortion. Chelsea said abortion, the killing of innocent children, is really good for the economy. What do you think of that? What do you think of people that have that mindset?
The love of money is the root of all evil, Pastor Ernie. I mean, it's like, well, was it good? Was killing Jews in Germany good for the economy?
George Soros thought it was.
He made a lot of him. His father made a lot of money off that.
He was a Jew, who went around helping, you know, to set up the Jews and betray the Jews.
Yeah, he was referred to as a Judas.
Yeah.
Now, Pastor Ernie, I want to bring two things very important to your attention and the attention of our listeners. Before the show, I became aware of this. Here's the headline. Biden's FBI sends 25-30 agents to the home of pro-life author and father of seven. Arrest him for reportedly protecting his son from an abortion escort. So I'm looking at a picture of him and his wife and the seven children. And what happened was this morning at 7 a.m., FBI SWAT team came. AR-15s drawn, apparently. The man's name is Mark Hauck. Are you familiar with him?
No,
H-O-U-C-K.
Okay, wait a minute. Say that again.
Mark Hauck, H-O-U-C-K.
I'm familiar with the name Hauck because I had met a pro-lifer there, but that's interesting. So what was it? Say this again. Somebody was giving me a message. Say that whole thing over. What happened?
Okay, the FBI came to his home in Pennsylvania today. They arrested him. They brought 25-30 agents. He had seven kids. The kids were all. They pointed. When he opened the door, they had their AR-15s pointed right at him. Right at him. This is getting really outrageous. I think, Pastor Ernie, they may shoot someone like this and say, You know, he made a threatening move at us. I mean, that's what this is coming to. So they, what happened was he has a 12-year-old son, and Mark goes to an abortion center as a pro-life advocate. It doesn't say where. And he's a sidewalk counselor, and one of the pro-aborts, these unclean, as they're referred to, whores, was saying very vulgar things to the kid. And Mark asked the pro-abort to stop saying these things to his son. And he wouldn't. And then he kept the pro-abort away from his son. He blocked him from coming near his son. So the pro-abort sued him, and it was thrown out of court. And now the FBI is coming in based on that case.
Yeah, I'm surprised it only took 25 of them. You know, you're, as the president for Cops for Christ International, okay, you've addressed in many police associations over the years. You've preached to many. What do you have to say? Would you, if you were an FBI agent and you were told that you were going to have to go out and do that, would you said, I'll resign first because I've got honor, I've got integrity, and that is so far beneath and below me. What are your words for those 25 cowboys?
I'm actually tongue-tied, Pastor Ernie, after reading this. This is pure intimidation. This is pure violating. What right does the FBI have to do without any? You see, they don't have the right to do this. I mean, they have the right because they got the power and the courts are so corrupt. But because they've got this arrest warrant, I guess it's an arrest warrant, you don't have the right to do that. And the arrest warrant could have been handled by getting a hold of his lawyer or calling him up and saying that or following him to work or something. But to go into his house with guns drawn and doing that, no. And what was the charge? Was it a violent crime he was charged with? Was he a terrorist? No. This is pure intimidation to a man opening the door, and there's two or three agents there with AR-15s pointed at him, and he's got seven kids behind him, and they're all crying. They've all been terrorized. This is terrorism. The public is being terrorized now on the FBI, and they're vicious because he's pro-life. That's why they were told to do this, Pastor. They were told somewhere. Remember I told you that corrupt chain of command in the FBI, Pastor?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Some way.
Chris Ray, yeah.
This made it to the FBI, probably in Washington, and they told, okay, this is what we want you to do. We want you to go in there and do everything you can to them. You rough them up. You point your guns at them. They were told to do that. I can't see the FBI, although now, Pastor Ernie, you know how they are. You know how they are. Maybe it's filtered. This corruption is filtered down to such levels of the FBI. I couldn't do it. I absolutely couldn't do it. I would tell them why, and they would fire me.
Here's what I would do, John. If I was an FBI agent and I was given orders to do that, I would tell that person that gave me the order, you had just made an enemy of me. By asking me to do that, you have just said to me that you believe I've got no honor, no decency. I'm nothing but a whore. I'm a cowboy, and I'm a dirty cop. By asking me to do what you just said, showed me that you had absolutely no respect or regard for who I am as a person. That's what I would tell that person that gave me that order. And I would tell them...
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, Pastor. I'm thinking this through as you're speaking, and I'll tell you what I would do. There is no doubt that they would fire you and me. No doubt. So they would fire me, and when they fired me, I would tell them that I am now going to work for the defendant. I am now going to work, and I would have to do it in a legal way, but I would go public and say they fired me because I was told to do this, to violate their rights. I was told to make sure guns were pointed at them and this and that. So I would work for the defense against the FBI in this case.
And these FBI agents that have come out and are whistleblowers like that fellow, the friend who just, that agent just came out, you know, I got to say that their head and shoulders, their integrity and honor is head and shoulders above any of those agents that went out there to that man's home.
Pastor Ernie, do you remember David Koresh?
Oh, yeah.
In Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Waco, Texas? Do you know that, because they wanted to arrest him, that wasn't the FBI, Pastor Ernie. That was a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They wanted to arrest him for something about guns. I don't know what it was. But the sheriff and him, the sheriff of the county there, and Koresh, were very good friends. And there were complaints against Koresh, and the sheriff would drive out there and knock on the door, and Koresh would open it, and he would talk to the sheriff, and the sheriff would ask questions, and so the sheriff knew him. All the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms had to do was have that sheriff talk to Koresh and maybe ask him to come in, or the sheriff could come with some ATF guys and say to Koresh, look, they want to talk to you here. That could have been handled like that. But the ATF went there guns blazing, like what happened here now in Pennsylvania. They didn't shoot, but they had the guns pointed. And it ended up into a major gun battle. Several federal agents were killed, and several were wounded. And at the end was, I don't know how many of the of Koresh's followers, well, he died himself, but many of them died in that fire at the end. So they don't have to do this, Pastor Ernie. They did the same thing up in Idaho.
They're Ruby Ridge.
Yeah, and they gave that FBI agent, the sniper, he was given, if you got a target, take it.
Yeah, Randy Weaver was a friend of mine. I knew Randy. I had him on the radio program, and it was because of this radio program, John. You know, it was because of this radio program they did not dump airplane fuel on his house and burn him out. That's what they were going to do. They had Vicky was standing in the doorway holding her baby in her arms when a dirty cowardly cop, I think his name is Hirishino or
George Hariuchi.
Yeah. He was the same one. He also was at Waco where 17 little children were murdered, you know, and so burned alive. Yeah, well, that coward shot her while she was standing in the doorway holding her baby. And
she was unarmed. She was unarmed. And there was a guy, a neighbor, that came over to find out what happened, and he was standing behind her, and I think the bullet went through her, killed her, went through her and hit him.
Well, that wasn't a neighbor. That was Randy's hired hand. He was his hired hand. But before that, he shot his son, hit him in the elbow, and literally shot his arm off at the elbow after they shot his dog.
And the kid died.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
so, folks, this is serious with the FBI. There's an element in the FBI. There was years ago, what was it, their Delta Team, they called it, I think. They were very dangerous. Not the whole FBI, because I, as an agent, I work with them in New York. I didn't work at all. Only in New York I worked with them. And I got along fine. We worked together. I had no problems whatsoever with the FBI. But now it has morphed into this monster. It is a monster, folks, and it's very dangerous.
They're no longer an independent. They're simply a thug arm, a strong arm for the Democratic Communist Party. You know, when the FBI in its early days would stand and they would actually did a great job fighting against communism, they did. You know, when Ted Gunderson, when he was the chief, remember, he was the chief. Ted came up here and stayed with me. He was the head over Texas, Colorado, Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Nevada. Those were all his areas there. And he told me that his biggest problem he had was rogue agents within the department who were involved in a lot of things, especially where it came to child molesting.
Wow. See, that's just rotten through the government, Esther.
You're telling me.
When Biden said on September 1st that MAGA people like us are the enemies of the United States, we are against democracy, we are violent. I mean, everything he described of us was him.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's when I look what the FBI did now, that is them being turned loose on people like us. They hate pro-lifers because they love abortion, and that has been overturned by the Supreme Court. And not fully, but it's up to the states now. So it looks like, Pastor Ernie, that they're going to be there. I wouldn't be surprised if more of this follows with the FBI.
Well, yeah, I think it's going to, because, look, they realize if the Republicans get back, there's enough people like Josh Hawley, like Jim Jordan, like Ted Cruz, and Matt Gaetz, and others that they're going to go after them, because the way they've been done. And they know if that's an investigation, they get back in power, they know that there's going to be a lot of them are going to jail, a lot of them, okay? Merrick Garland, I've said it just about every day on the radio, you know, since he was appointed as attorney, as a general, what do you call it?
Attorney General.
He would be very, very, very hard-pressed to find someone as corrupt or more corrupt than himself to prosecute. He really would, wouldn't he be? I mean, think about what he's done.
I can put someone right in there right away. How about Holder? And how about Hillary, Bill and Hillary? I mean, there's a lot of them, Pastor Ernie, that could fit in their cell.
Well, you get to the point to where you're completely and totally corrupt. Once you've got there, it don't get any worse. And I think they're all in that category, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And so,
that's what I'm saying.
But
there's one of the things, Pastor Ernie. You may have mentioned this during the week because, you know, I'm not with you during the week. How do you survive during the week without me?
Oh.
It must be difficult.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And people, they want to know, where's Big John?
Yeah. Here's what happened. There was a youngster out in, I think it was one of the Dakotas, 18 years old. We want to give him mention, Pastor Ernie. We want to honor him. His name is Kaylor Ellingson, 18 years old. And he got into, he was a real Trump supporter. And he stood up for, you know, the MAGA movement, we'll call it, the things in the MAGA movement. And there was some 41-year-old guy that got into, enraged about it. He got in his car and he ran over the kid. He killed him, ran him over and killed him. This just happened a couple days ago. There's not a word from the mainstream media, not a word. But Trump had a speech tonight in North Carolina, and he honored Kaylor Ellingson, just 18 years old. This guy, then a guy, when the police arrested him, he said he killed him because he was a terrorist, that he was a MAGA believer, and he was afraid of him. He was spouting exactly what Biden said, exactly.
How long did it take for the George Soros bought and paid for prostitutor to set that guy free?
Nah, I thought that's what happened, Pastor Ernie. Here's what happened.
That's what usually happens. Go ahead.
They set the bail for $50,000, which was low. It was really low, but they set it for $50,000. He had the money. He posted it, and he's out. He was out, like, without, I don't know, hours. So he murdered. I mean, he admitted.
Well, yeah. Well, that's that. Why would they set the bail that low?
Right. Well, but they did. I mean, the bail to me was set low. That should have been a $1 million bail.
Yep. You know?
And they set it for $50,000, but he was out. He was out probably like the same day after killing the kid.
Well, again, you know, we're there. We're exactly where God's word in the Bible said we would be. We're at 2 Timothy chapter 3. The corruption as he tells you over there in Hosea, that hell has opened her mouth wide, okay? Let me hit this one. Biden regime moves forward with U.S. Central Bank digital currency so they can ban, censor, and shut down accounts of conservatives and starve them out. Last July, PayPal partnered with a notoriously left Anti-Defamation League, ADL, to determine who can use their services. The partnership was announced on July 24th with the companies claiming that they are going to investigate how extremists and hate movement, that's the referring to Christians, in the United States takes advantage of financial platforms to fund their criminal activities, according to the reports on Reuters. So, of course, the ADL has been known to brand anyone who supports Donald Trump or holds views to the right of Karl Marx as an extremist. Christians, all Christians, they're a racist group, and they hate Christians. Then, without warning, the Gateway Pundit and Jim Hooft were banned from PayPal on the last day of 2021. The Gateway Pundit is one of the top 250 websites in the United States and one of the top news websites in the country today. Had over 900 million page views in 2021. The Gateway continues to grow despite constant attacks, smears, and limited social media, so on. So here, they had told you that we have never violated any of PayPal's bylaws, but we were conservative and pro-Trump. Okay, they did not give us any reason for banning. They said it's contractual right to cease doing business with you to pursuant to PayPal's user agreement. Do you know, John, when I wanted to go on Twitter, you know, when President Trump was doing all this tweeting on Twitter, so I thought maybe I'll try this Twitter thing and see if I can. And you know what? It took them 15 seconds. As soon as they heard my name, okay, 15 seconds, they banned me. 15. Now,
honor.
Yeah. So the Democrats have partnered with big tech, big pharma, and big media to strife, censor, silence, punish, harass, ban, silence conservatives on every prominent social media platform. Several conservatives have been banned from banks and jobs due to their political beliefs. Now, this is what you call a police state. We are now in a police state. You know, when Biden did that satanic thing, where he came out when you had the background with the two Marines and you had the fiery hell, you know, background there.
That's been identified as the Moloch speech.
The Moloch speech, right? That was him sending the message, you know, to the rest that we do worship Satan. The entire Democratic, in fact, the Satan Party, okay, are now. Legitimately a part, and well, I hate to use the word legitimately, of the Democratic Party platform. They're a part, like Planned Parenthood, like the NEA, they're a part of the Democratic Party. Now, and I'm talking about the Church of Satan.
So, oh, yeah, they fit right in there, sure.
So,
I mean, Pastor Ernie, this December, Biden made some sort of an executive order back in March, and it's supposed to take effect this December about what you were talking about with the digital currency.
Yeah.
This is completely unconstitutional. He doesn't have the authority to do it. And the Constitution says that, you know, Congress is has to initiate legal tender money. So, but the thing with this is, if people of our listeners have never really been aggressive in dealing politically or standing up or contacting your senators and congressmen and all. You can't let this go by, because just what Pastor Ernie told you, they'll identify you by voting records or something. They'll identify you, and you're going to be cut off. They're going to start up on the top, and they'll work their way down, just like they started to censor people on YouTube, Pastor Ernie. Big names like Alex Jones got censored, and then they came down to me. You know, eventually they got to me. So they're going to get to everybody listening. This is all hands on deck, battle stations. You cannot ignore this. They will control the money, and they will work with the banks, and you will not be allowed to do such and such. And they'll it's a way of starving people out, Pastor Ernie, and they fully intend to do it.
Absolutely. They took me off YouTube, and here, this whole thing, it goes by a credit score that you have. This digital is what they call the digital dollar, and it's based on, like you said, it's based on what you believe, your political stand. If you voted for Donald Trump, then you are, well, you are what they call a high risk, and you don't get credit. And so that's the idea. So this is what they're up against now. There's no way that Biden can legally do that with an executive order. But then again, they don't do anything legally. They don't.
What does legal mean? Legal is what they say, not the Constitution, not settled law and things like that, not protect, not the first, the amendments. It's them. What they decide, they are now the law, Pastor Ernie, just like Hitler was the law, and Lenin and Stalin was the law, and Mao Zedong was the law, and all those tyrants out there now. You know, you go to certain countries, the tyrant is the law. That's what they want to turn us into. And folks, this is all hands on deck. They will control us totally by digital money. Totally.
Yeah, I wanted to say this. Well, this is why we're telling people to get prepared. You know, I would invest, number one, in dry, you know, foods. Supply, getting, you know, and that's happening right now. We're seeing people are, they see what's coming, and people are stocking up. They're stocking up on, you know, non-perishable foods and things. But also, you notice what they've done. The economy is bad, and people like Buffett and Soros and these others, they're manipulating the gold. People are, they're having to dump their gold to survive. A lot of those that have gold and silver, they're having to dump it, put it on the market to survive. So they're keeping the prices artificially low so they can buy it up right now. And then once they've got it all bought up, as much as they think, then the price of gold is going to go skyrocketing, okay, and silver. Remember what happened in 2008 when silver hit $49 an ounce. And so here.
You know, the Bible verse from James come to my mind. You know, howl ye rich in the end times, for your gold and silver will be rust.
Let me just read you this real quick, and we're going to open the phone lines and take some calls. But forensics expert from Arizona Audit says in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, had at least 10,000 anomalous ballots. In other words, there were at least 10,000 ballots, minimum, that were not ballots that were printed up, that were legitimate ballots. These were printed by printers someplace else and brought in, okay? During the process, he revealed that at least 36,000 ballots were questionable, should be further examined. Most of the 25,000 were not printed from the official PDF, which caused anomalous discrepancies in the ballots to make them easily distinguishable from the authentic counterparts. According to Speck, and the ballots were printed from the original PDF would be perfect. They would have perfectly straight lines with no breaks. However, when they examined the early election day ballots, there were 25,000 that had all the breaks in all the same places. They were phony, fake ballots. And, of course, we knew that, didn't we? But you won't hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, will you?
That's a drop in the bucket, Pastor Ernie. I mean, I think it was, what was it, 400,000 ballots? They brought a truckload in of the phony ballots.
Into Pennsylvania, yeah.
They brought him into Pennsylvania. It was like 400,000. That's how much Trump won. That's how much he won Pennsylvania by.
All right, we're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this. Sometimes he's Clifford. He gets here before I do. Sometimes it's Joey. And so whether you're Clifford or Joey, tell George Norrie that the Pastor Sanders said it's an awesome responsibility to be his hero. Hey, Cliff.
My question. I just had a couple of statements. One, I was thinking about these deaths of these, you know, I heard of another one of a high school athlete in New Jersey. Just had his funeral. Guy, his father went to wake him up. He just didn't wake up. But I was thinking the virus itself didn't have the potency where you heard of athletes having the sudden death issue. You know, you didn't hear that with the virus, you know. But also, when you were talking about the Ukraine, there was an article on LifeSite about six weeks ago that There were several politicians that were spotted with suitcases of cash leaving the country, and they believe that was part of the pie that was sent there. So I was thinking those guys were actually pretty smart, you know, take off with it, with the cash. That shows you how short-sighted even our government is, because if you look at the roads, they're in a state of disrepair. The bridges, they said the interstate, for example, they said it would last 50 years, about 50 years ago. The roads aren't going to fix themselves. In the meantime, they're just pouring money like a sieve into a place like the Ukraine. But my question for you guys, you were talking about vengeance. I was looking at Psalm 18, which is a very long psalm. And the last third of that, one thing that's interesting to me, it says that the Lord will show himself pure with the pure. And then it says toward with the toward, which I believe that's the kind of the bad guys or whatever. And then it goes into vengeance, and it says they will fade. And then it mentions the word vengeance in that psalm. I just want your take on that in relation to vengeance, where the Lord's kind of showing, according to that psalm, you know, he'll show a different side to people depending on their behavior.
Well, he's telling you, and this is for people out there like Joe Biden, like Chuckie Schumer, like Nancy Pelosi, like Hillary and Bill Clinton, these people that think they're above, and especially George Soros, that God doesn't know, can't see what they're doing, that somehow they have enough power or money or whatever that they don't have to be accountable to him. And the message is out there to these wicked people that have killed the children, okay, and done all this wicked stuff, that God's vengeance, it's a fiery vengeance. And that's what he's telling them right here. He's telling them, well, let me go and read. They cried, but there was none to save them, even the Lord, but he answered them not. What does that sound like? In other words, the day's going to come when they're going to cry out, but God's not going to hear them. He's given them warning, and the warning is repent or perish. And because of their wickedness, his vengeance is going to be very fiery.
Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, John.
Yeah, I want to add something in here. You remember my book, As America's Done to Israel?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I drew the correlation between on the very day we were doing things against the nation of Israel that disasters would hit America.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how we met. That's how me and you met, through my book. Yesterday, Putin clearly said, and I'm following reports on this coming out of Russia, that the Russian people are kind of they're terrified now, because he said that there is going to be nuclear war. He's marshaling, calling the army. He's calling the army of 300,000, but there's more coming. Apparently, he plans on 1 million, and they're going to bring them to the Ukraine, and then they're going to, if his army is attacked by the West. And he said that the United States, he specifically is talking about us and NATO countries, that he is going to launch nuclear weapons.
Well,
that was the speech he gave. Now, people could say, oh, he's bluffing. I don't take him as bluffing, Pastor Ernie. And the reason I'm bringing this in for a reason, I don't think the man is bluffing. And maybe we can have next show. I would like a little time on it, and I could explain to everybody how things I'm picking up. I mean, we have the former president of the Ukraine, of Russia, Medved, quoting scriptures from the book of Revelation saying what's coming to America and the West, where it says through the smoke and fire and sulfur, a third of mankind are going to die. That's what he was quoting.
Let me say this really quick, and then we got to take some calls because I know where you're coming from. Look, do you remember Stanislav Lunov? Do you remember who? He was the highest-ranking defector from. Yeah. He came over here. I spent over a week with him. Okay, and he was telling me how that underneath Moscow there's a city that's larger than Moscow. He was telling me that the Russians have underground facilities where all the big brass, where all the leaders go, and they have food, water, everything. They have air conditioning. They have the whatever. And it's set up to where they can live. They believe they can live there indefinitely. And this is why they don't fear that much of a nuclear war. This is a, they understand. He was telling me that in Ezekiel 36, 37, 38, the Russians actually prepared to fight a war with God, okay? So anyhow, I just thought I'd tell you that. I got to take...
You're right, Pastor Ernie. I mean, Russia could put... They have emergency... You're right. Under the subway system and all of that in Moscow, but other cities, they could probably put half of their population could go into underground bunkers. But I just want to end this so you can get to the question. We are a wicked nation, and Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by fire. And when you look in Isaiah chapter 1, the cities, Israel was under judgment, and all the cities were burning. Folks, we were threatened this week, up right up to our face, clear as could be, that we were going to be nuked if we didn't stop. Forget about who's right and wrong of this. Russia's saying, Putin's saying, if we don't stop what's going on in the Ukraine, he's going to nuke us. And we are a wicked nation, folks, before God now.
And boy, what they're hearing being reported at on the fake news media is nothing like what's really taking place in Ukraine.
That's what I'm saying. I'm following what's coming from Russia.
Yeah. Let me go to Amber in California. Amber, you're in the air.
Oh, hi, Pastor Ernie. You truly are a blessing, a national treasure, in my opinion. And also, John, you are so knowledgeable on current events. I look so forward when you are on just to hear all your stories.
Oh, thank you.
An alarm.
Now, I want to just say one thing, a comment about what you said. You know, a lot of times when you have a treasure, you bury it.
Oh, no. Dig Pastor Ernie up any day. The reason I'm calling is you had mentioned Randy Weaver, and I didn't he just recently pass?
Yeah, he passed a couple months ago.
Yeah, and I was reading the article about him and that whole story. I'm kind of young, but, you know, I did read about what happened there. And the name Bill Barr came up. He was supposedly an FBI agent during that time. And you also mentioned how Randy Weaver, you know, knew about FBI involved with pedophilia and all that. Well, if you, you know, I also read that Bill Barr, his father, I don't know if he had hired Epstein as a teacher in a school or something like that. There's a connection with Bill Barr's father and Epstein. And then when Epstein was, you know, arrested and put in jail, the first one to come out and give a speech saying that he's going to take care of it, you know, was Bill Barr. I don't know if you remember, like the following day he rushed to do, you know, saying that, you know, they're going to prosecute him and get, you know, I mean, he just really took control. I mean, he's usually with, you know, everything else, he would just, you know.
I hear you, Amber. We got, you know, Trump was sold out on every side. He truly was in a snake pit. And this is exactly, even Chuckie Schumer made it very clear, you don't challenge their very, very corrupt system. And when he threatened the presidency, you go against the intelligence agency, because that's what the Democrats use to get all their dirty work done. They've got six ways to Sunday to get you.
Yeah, and what a coincidence. I mean, if Steen is all of a sudden murdered, I mean, Bill Barr was Attorney General. He was in charge, and all of a sudden he gets murdered in jail, and then we never heard from Bill Barr.
Yeah, I hear you. I got to move on, but thank you.
Ernie,
yeah.
Bill Barr was the one, if I remember correctly, that represented Horiuchi when there were charges brought against him.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's go to Ed in Ohio. Ed, you're in the air.
How you doing, Pastor Ernie? I'll just say you have a guest on tonight to have a very strong testimony, but I'll just say this and I'll be brief. It's to my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, the police, which is a statutory organization, didn't exist until the 1830s. And the FBI, which is an investigating service, didn't have the authority for law enforcement carrying arms until the at least the mid-1930s. But my question is to you and your guest, what is wrong with the constitutional version of law enforcement as far as the county chair, deputies, deputizing local militias, and basically taking the federal government out of the equation unless it's something that arises to some type of espionage or whatever the situation.
That is happening. You know, there are more and more county sheriffs are coming out. We just had our county sheriff, who's a constitutionalist, come into our church and speak to a group of pastors, but more and more sheriffs are coming out across the country. I spoke to 250 of them at 2 years ago at Liberty University there in Virginia, and they're prepared to again with deputized citizens. You know, they were ready if they banned firearms, they were going to deputize citizens and arm them in their counties. So there is a movement, because you see, these county sheriffs are like you and I. They want their freedom too. And so do their people. So we have this. You've got the Gestapo. You've got the those in the federal government. Now, again, I am telling those in the FBI, you guys did not sign up for this. You did not sign up for what they're making you do. They're turning you into whores. And that's not what you're there for. You're there to obey God, country, and that Constitution. You took an oath. Now obey the oath. And this is what we're encouraging more and more. And more of them are coming out now, and they are blowing whistles on the corrupt leadership.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Ed. You know, John, you hit the nail on the head early on that with the corruption. You told me that it was a lot deeper than I thought, and you were right. The corruption went down a lot deeper than I thought.
Yes, and the caller, I wish we had time because I'd love to spend time answering what he said. He was basically right on, very interesting how the federal government with federal agencies just like took power to themselves, and now they've become monsters, which are not really anchored in the Constitution.
No, what we're seeing is a coup in this country. We're seeing a coup has taken place.
We didn't have a Justice Department until 1871 with President Grant, that they needed a Justice Department to go after the Ku Klux Klan, the Democrats. They were with the Justice Department as we have today started in 1871 because of the Democrats violating the rights of black people. That's why we have the Justice Department today.
And they've used the mainstream media to turn that all the way around and confuse people. And here again, they're still filled with racists. I mean, it's filled with racists here. And most of them, what they're doing now with this critical race theory and that, they're turning and they're trying to indoctrinate young people into cultural racism, aren't they?
They sure are. They're trying to destroy, they're trying to cause a, like, they're setting up like a race situation where the whites are evil. We are evil. We're born evil, Pastor Ernie. And we're evil against everybody that's not white. And white nationalists, they're calling us now, white Christians, and everybody else, we are evil now.
I hear you.
That's what they want. That's what they want. They want to identify us like the Nazis identified the Jews. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yep. Listen, John, you got 3 minutes to give an invitation. Can you do her?
Pastor Ernie, I want to pray for the nation.
All right. Very good.
Father, this is coming to a head now, or before you in the name of Jesus. Well, the government is clearly turning against us, and it has been, but I sense it's accelerating. I sense, Lord, that they can't go and allow this election in November, that they are going to, there's some sort of monstrous false flag coming where they're going to, whatever it is, it's going to be extremely powerful. Maybe a lot of people might die. They're going to blame us for it. And that it's an insurrection. They're going to call for martial law and to suspend the election. They can't have it because we're so dangerous. Whatever it is, Lord, we've only got, I don't know how many days, 50 days or whatever it is, until the election. We're asking for your mercy. We're asking that you would protect us from our own government, Lord. I mean, we literally need to be protected. That you would expose whatever false flag is out there, or you would neutralize it. Maybe we might know. Maybe the election will come because you neutralized it, Lord. But if they can, they are going to stop this election. So I'm asking for the blessings, your blessings on all our listeners. I ask that they would have great courage in this time, that we'd all would look to Jesus. I pray that all our listeners would have assurance of eternal life with Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we ask, Lord. Amen.
Thank you. I want to encourage all of our folks out there very quickly to remember, we're going to be showing that 2,000 mules from now every Sunday until the election. All of you out there, we know that many of you have the 2,000 mules. I would show that. You got to do it. They've put an injunction trying to stop us from being able to let people know what actually took place, just how much election fraud there really was. So it's up to you. It's up to you. Remember, freedom isn't free. You've got to fight for it. And
amen.
So
we've got to run for the battle in Jesus' name.
Amen. And so do it. And remember, God's on the throne. He's in complete control. And, you know, again, look, you know how we know how it's going to end here. We know how it's going to end, but God has made it very, very clear. We have the three missions. The Great Commission and resistance to tyranny is always obedience to God, and failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience. Many of you have never been an activist, but I'm going to tell you, it's time now. It's now or never for you to become an activist. So get out there, get it done, and stand fast, hold your ground, and remember that when it counted, okay, when it counted, you ran to the battle. When it counted, you met your obligation. Well, until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless. And always, always, let's do it, John.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.